Praise the Lord. God bless you, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to day four of our daily devotion for this week. And we have been sharing on the topic, A Strong Tower. And we have seen that this tower is a place of spiritual stronghold, a place of safety and protection for those who trust in the name of the Lord, and a place of refuge. And in our last sharing, we saw how David rose from nobody, even though his siblings thought they were the ones who were to be anointed to be the king. Prophet Samuel bypassed all of them through God and anointed David to be the king of Israel, whereby even King Saul developed a very hatred for the young lad. And then we saw how through his strong nature and trust in the Lord, he was able to defeat the mighty Philistine, the uncircumcised Philistine, who stood and was defiling the armies of the Lord. David looked at him in the face and said, You come to me with a spear, with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord who you have defiled. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, that name, that redemptive name that has been revealed unto us this day, Jesus Christ, is the name that we have to use to face the enemy wherever we find ourselves. May we have a word of prayer as we go into today's sharing. Dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus, once again we have come. Lord, we pray, O Lord, that you anoint this section. Lord, may you help me to be able to speak few words of exhortation unto my brethren. The Lord, we all, both the speaker and the hearer, will be blessed. So that when we come here, Lord, our walk with you will grow from one grace to the other. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So today, brethren, I would like us to look at two characters in the Old Testament, in the book of Esther, and also Gideon. In the book of Judges, Gideon. Now, the book of Esther is one of the books, or two of the books in the entire Bible where the name of God is not even mentioned once. But trust me, brethren, Esther believed in the name of the Lord. Esther took the name of the Lord as her strong tower. Also in the book of Psalms, Songs of Solomon. Hallelujah. Esther, the story of Esther, as we probably you might all know, is about a Jewish orphan girl who becomes the queen of Persia. Brothers and sisters, we have also been adopted. We didn't belong unto the Commonwealth of Israel, but by adoption, we have become part of this Commonwealth of Israel, and God has separated us to be his bride. the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the queen of our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the same way Esther, who is also a Jewish orphan girl, became the queen of Persia. And the story says that she bravely saved her people from destruction. How did he do that? He did that for the mere fact that he took the Lord as her strong tower. She put her trust in the name of the Lord her God. Hallelujah. The Bible said Esther was raised by her cousin Mordecai, who works at the king's palace. Hallelujah. After the king banished Queen Vashti, the story says that Esther wins a beauty pageant and becomes the new queen. Hallelujah. And the story goes on to say that later the king's advisor, who was Haman, plots to kill the Jews. Amen. But Mordecai, who was Esther's uncle, informed Esther about the plots. And Esther bravely risks her life to expose the Haman's plot to the king. How did he do that bravely? He did that because he knew the Lord whom she has believed. She knew the Lord whom she has put her trust into. My Lord, my brothers and sisters, if we also knew our Lord, we are going to do exploits. The Bible said, they that know their Lord are going to do exploits. They shall do mightily. They shall do violently. So the same way Esther bravely risked her life to expose the plot to the king. Our king is King Jesus. Any plots of Satan against our life, against our salvation, against our families, against our job, when we expose that to our King Jesus, our story is going to change. Our story is going to change the same way the story of Esther changed. And Esther was able to save her people, the Jews, from destruction. Amen. So Esther embarked upon a fast that caused God to intervene to save his people from destruction. Amen. Why? Esther, in collaboration with her people, the Jews, lowers their soul. They fasted. They lowered, they came before God. They believed in the Lord God of Israel. They fasted. And Esther was able to risk, to put on that bravery to appear before the king. And the plot to destroy her people was foiled. So the gallows that Haman prepared to hang God's people were used to hang himself and his family. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Shall we read a portion of the word as we proceed in the book of Esther? Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4 from the Old Testament. Esther chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Esther chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Esther chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Okay. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: "Go, gathered together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Hallelujah. I like that. If I perish, I perish. That is somebody who is speaking from the trust that she had in the Lord her God. The trust. This trust that she had in her Lord her God can be compared to David, the shepherd boy, when he brought victuals to his brethren, and he saw that uncircumcised Philistine defiling the armies of the Lord, David declared, "You come to me with a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." That is the same bravery that Esther also exhibited here, because she put her trust in the Lord. She said, "If I perish, I perish." Amen. Esther told her uncle to go and tell the Jews in Persia to join her for 3 days of dry fasting before he will go before the king. Amen. She employed them to put their trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord your God shall fight for you, and you will hold your peace. A strong tower is the name of the Lord. Amen. So Esther here is exhibiting the trust that she had in the name of the Lord as a strong tower, as a spiritual stronghold, a place of safety and protection, a place of refuge. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Amen. So Haman had plotted to kill all the Jews in Persia, which is modern day Iran. And Esther, being a Jew, was the queen. Brothers and sisters, I and you, we are the queen of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever we take to the Lord in request, the Lord is going to do that for us. We have been chosen, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, that we should show forth the praises of him. We have been chosen. So Esther also went to, who Esther also being the queen, went to the king. But the problem here is that Esther could only go to the king by invitation. If he didn't go there by invitation, Esther would have been a dead person. Praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we are also have been invited. If you were not known in the mind of God before the foundation of the world, you will not be enjoying this spiritual stronghold. You will not enjoy this safety that we have in Christ Jesus, our rock, our Lord, and our God. The Bible says that the rock that followed the children of Israel was no other person than the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Esther knew that if she didn't go to the king by invitation, she was going to be a dead person. Amen. So you have to go. The Lord will have to invite you. If she did that with that invitation, she could be killed. But she decided, hallelujah, she decided to wait upon her God. my brothers and sisters, I don't know the situation. I don't know your problem. I don't know what you are going through today. But I want to assure you that if you take the Lord as your strong tower, if you, go to your Lord and plead your cause, God is going to be, the name of the Lord is going to be your safety. Is it your family? Are your children going wayward? Is your job in the shambles? I want to assure you today, go to the Lord in faith, and the Lord is going to turn your situation around. As Esther also believed in the Lord, she said, "If I perish, I perish." She went to the Lord in faith and in power and in boldness, and the Lord turned her situation around. And so therefore, whatever that Satan has planned for you today, believe the Lord. Hold on to the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And whatever the enemy, whatever Satan has planned against you, it shall never prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let us also look at one other man, Gideon, the mighty man of valor. He's also a very typical example that we can draw inspiration and lessons from. Hallelujah. Gideon also took the name of the Lord as a strong tower. The story goes that is in Judges chapter 6 through to 8. The story tells us that God called Gideon from the weakest clan. The weakest clan. You know, brother, sister, you might not you. You might look at yourself. The Bible says not very strong people are called. Not the noble. Not the mighty. But God chooses the foolish of the world to confound the mighty. Amen. So that's the same way Gideon, who came from the weakest clan, God called him to defeat the oppressive power of the Midianites. The same way God will make you a force to reckon with in the camp of the enemy. All the wiles of the enemy against you, God is going to make you a force to reckon with. You are going to stand and defeat all the oppressive works of Satan. So with trumpets, torches, and empty jars, Gideon's small band created such a chaos in the camp of the Midianites, so much so that they turned unto themselves. They started attacking. They started killing each other. The same way Satan is going to, there's going to be a confusion in the camp of Satan against you. Whatever they have purpose, whatever they have planned, whatever they have sent your name to, there is going to be a chaos, and Satan is going to be destroyed, and you have a resounding victory in the name of the Lord your God. In the name of Jesus Christ. So there was a resounding victory in the camp of the Israelites, restoring their peace to Israel. Amen. So, like I said, the children of Israel were being tormented for 7 good years. Severely oppressed by the Midianites, who stole their crops and their resources, causing widespread fear and hardship in their camp. That is the same scenario. When Satan attacks, when Satan comes into your camp, God is going to lift up a standard to destroy all his works. Amen. The angel of the Lord appears to Gideon. Gideon, a very simple man, Gideon, and said, when Gideon in the threshing floor to hide some of the wheat in the wine press, hide it from the Midianites, here comes the angel of the Lord and said, "Gideon, thou mighty man of valor, the Lord is with thee." Amen. Why? Probably Gideon developed, nurtured his trust in the Lord, his God. Even in the face of all this adversary, in the face of all this oppression from the Midianites, Gideon nurtured, developed the trust. That is the same way, Lord, brethren, when we don't deviate, when we stand tall in the face of adversity, we stand righteous, the Lord will fight for us. The Lord will fight for, and we shall hold our peace. So Gideon was chosen, and Gideon expressed, though Gideon expressed his weakness, his insignificance, like I said, we might sound like nobodies in the world, but God has a purpose of calling us. Amen. Don't look at yourself. It is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is going to use you to destroy all the works of the devil. Hallelujah. So the story goes that even Gideon chose a very large army, an army, but God downsized the army to about 300 men. These men who lapped water with their hands like dogs were chosen for the battle, while others who knelt were sent home. Hallelujah. That is how God is going to use it. God uses his chosen ones in a very simple way, not something dramatic. God wants to give all the glory, wants to go back to the Lord. Therefore, God doesn't use something great. He uses the simple. When, for as much as you make yourself available to get that God. So victory, when Gideon and his men went to victory, Gideon and his men went to battle, they had victory. Amen. Gideon had victory. Amen. Gideon overheard a Midianite soldier's dream, which was interpreted as a sign that God would give the Israelites victory. And they had victory over their enemies. They have victory. So in chaos, the Midianites began fighting and killing each other. Gideon and his remaining forces pursued them, and the land experienced 40 years of peace. Hallelujah. How did that happen? Because of the trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord, which is a tower. Brothers and sisters, little bride, it is God's wish to give unto us the kingdom. What do we have to do? The only thing that we have to do is to trust and obey. Trust and obey. There is no other way. Just to trust and obey. Take the name of the Lord as your strong tower. Believe in the name of the Lord. In sincerity, believe that the name of the Lord is your spiritual stronghold, a place of refuge and safety and protection. And the enemy and his ways and his forces and his plans against you and your family and your business will come to naught, and you appear victorious, giving the praise and glory unto the Lord. May the Lord bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Shalom.